Ma'isa Shoya, during Bein Azmanim, the younger man came over and with a bedika Friday morning. Stories like this. Tuesday afternoon, his wife did a Hefsek Tara. Came out good. Wednesday, she does a bedika Yom Rishon. No good. Thursday, she does a bedika. Questionable. He comes Friday morning with the bedika. He really wants it to be good. Why? Because next week he's supposed to be going away for Shabbos, Bein Azmanim. And if it's not good, then his whole plans are off. It's no good. In Malasa. It was no good. We sent him to Bodeka. And Bodeka says, yes, you have a Petah. Problem is, now he doesn't have a Yom Rishon. Because his Yom Rishon in the Hanami could be toilet, but he doesn't have a Yom Rishon anymore. So, because you can't be toilet Yom Rishon. So he did have Hefsek Tara on Tuesday, came out good. Wednesday was no good. That was his Yom Rishon. We found out afterwards that it was Pasha Zapeta. You can't be tailing. So Thursday is the next day. That could be your mission. Also can't be tailing. So where is this guy holding? How many days is he? When did he go to the mikvah? What's going on? So we saw Benegia to how many bedikas a person is supposed to do a day. That during Zayin Akimah's machlekes between Rav Sriir machlekes in the Mishnah as to somebody that does only two bedikas. Rishon and Shvi, do they have just Rishon and Shvi, but they have all of the days? Could they be mashtam on that? They don't have anything, just the last day, 7 days, we paskin, Mikra Adin, she is fine, she has one in the first, one in the seventh. The Chatchil is supposed to do bedikas every single day. And we saw Benegeta, before she's mafsik betara, she's supposed to wash herself out. After she's mafsik betara, she's supposed to put on begodim nikiyim, the Rambam says levonim, and count her zayin nikiyim, and do bedikas lechatchila every day. The lashon of the Mishnah that says that if you did one in Rishon and Shvi, you're okay. It's the lashon b'diyev, but lechatchila Rishon says you do b'dikas every day. How many b'dikas should you do? That's machlokes Rishonim. Many Rishonim seem to say that one is enough. However, the Smag, Sefer Truma, Mordechai, others, they say that you have to do two b'dikas a day lechatchila. However, that's only lechatchila b'diyev. As long as you did one b'dik every day, that's okay. And not only that, b'diyev, if you did one in the first, one in the seventh. Now, do you need daf one of the first, one of the seventh, or not? That's machlokes in Rav and Rav Chanina. According to Rav, if you have tchilas enough, b'shein seif and seif enough, b'shein tchilas enough, either one of the first, one of the seventh is okay. However, if you just have one of the eighth, then you could start all over again. Rav Chanina says, no, you need one of the first, one of the seventh. How do you paskin alach l'maisa? Roy Rishen and paskin like Rav. Rav and Rav Chanina alach k'Rav. We paskin like Rav, and therefore one is enough. Not only that, it doesn't have to be one of the first, one of the seventh. Many Rishenim hold that one in the middle is also okay. The Baal Mor says no, but many Rishonim hold, the Rashba, the Rosh, both Mitzadeh, that even one in the middle is okay, but not everybody holds that way, and therefore, Lechatchil at least, according to Rav, for sure, Lechora, you should need at least one. That's Pshan of the Pesach Tshuva. The Reid Ruda says, something that says, B'di'evet, if a person did only one B'dika, that she's Mutter, if it's on Tzeis Abayla, Dafka, if it's at the beginning or the end, but if it's in the middle, you lose a bunch of Shittas to Rishonim, he doesn't want to be same on that. Feel alone to the brother, she should go back. Lamaisa, how does Mechaber Paskin? Mechaber Paskin says, Choshish, the Beisaisiv says, Lamaisa is a Kamar Rishonim that are Choshish, Megam game, that maybe the Lachos Ekim Chanino, therefore, Ein Lahokal, Badover Shishbe Mishum Yisr Kore. And that's why Paskin Lalacha, Lalacha he brings down, the Chatchila you should do B'di'evet, as long as you did one B'dika, whether it's the first day, the seventh day, or in the middle, you're okay. V'yesh Ayman. Afterwards, that you need one of the first one, the seventh, Vein Lahakol, and you shouldn't be Mekel. So, L'chayru, if she didn't do one in the first one, the seventh, then she's finished. However, in this case, the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Chavetz Daf. One of the most important Chavetz Daf in all of us need to, you should see it. Sifkuf Tzadivov, Sifkuf Tzadivov, Sifkuf Tzadivov, Kama, you say this there. One of them is that as long a woman that has a Pesach, as long as she gets one Bidika during the course of the Zayin Akim, she's okay. Pesach Tshuva brings down here, Pesach Tshuva brings down Kuf Tzadi Aleph. And many Rabbanim are same on this, Allah Alamaitza. The Mele, you did one Bidika, you're okay. Mimela, even if you missed out on the first day and you can't be tailored the first day or the second day, as long as you had a third day, you're okay. Not only that, Orcha Shochel is Mechadish, and you don't need Dafka, two B'dikas, one at the beginning, one at the end. Even as long as she has two, she found out on day three that she has a Petah, Shmoytidam. The type that could be there for a few days, you'll have to be tailored. According to Aruch HaShulchan, the two bedikas they have to do according to Mechina is loved after day one, day seven. Any two bedikas is enough, he says, as long as they're two bedikas. That's a big chiddush. The Mashmoy is talking that way. But the Mashmoy, we have a Dogma Rava also. Dogma Rava says if a woman did have Sektarim, and she did three, and she did seven, and she's allowed to be, she's okay. She was sandwiched her Zayinikim with a bedikas Sektarim at the beginning and a bedikas at the end, and she has one in the middle, so she doesn't have 5 days going more than 5 days without a bedikas, she's okay. The Mashmoy, because the Shulchan brings down that maybe then Shulchan says not that way. You need 1, 3, and 7, or 1, 3, and 8. However, Lacher B'Shas Tzadchak, certainly one would be able to be Mekel together with Tzirf Tzadchak Das, and Tzadchak Shulchan, Lacher to be able to be Mekel. However, we have a much bigger problem. She was Mesir Das. As soon as she got the day Wednesday and she had a B'dika that was no good, she says, I'm out. She's hoping that on Thursday night it'll be good, so she go the next week. She already forgot about the next day. She was ready Mesir Das. As if it's a Shulchan, they'll talk to Mesir Das, you're finished. However, many places can say that Stavka from Mesir Das for an entire day. In this case, it happened to be an entire day. Somebody's going to say, no, we're not Chayshish for Hesach Das Bechlal. Hesach Das is not a problem. Even if she's Mesir Das, not a problem. Since it could be Yates with Home Bedika in the middle, there's no Din Dafka that she has to know that she's counting the Zayin Akim. And therefore, Lecher in such a case, if we go not like this meal Tzedaka, then as long as she gets another good Bedika, she should try to get one on 3, she should try to get one on 7. Then Lachura, she will still be okay, but she can enjoy her vacation next week on Shabbos.